Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Beneath a Scarlet Sky by Mark T. Sullivan. Performed by Will Dameron. For the 8,000 Italian Jews who could not be saved. For the millions taken slave by the Nazi war machine, and the countless who did not make it home. And for Robert Dahlendorf, who heard the tale first and rescued me. Love conquers all things. Virgil. Preface. In early February 2006, I was 47 and at the lowest point of my life. My younger brother, who was also my best friend, had drunk himself to death the summer before. I'd written a novel no one liked, was embroiled in a business dispute, and stood on the brink of personal bankruptcy. Driving alone on a Montana highway at dusk, I started thinking about my insurance policies and realized that I was worth much more to my family dead than alive. I contemplated driving into a freeway abutment. It was snowy, and the light was low. No one would have suspected suicide. But then, in my mind's eye, I saw my wife and sons in the swirling snow and had a change of heart. When I pulled off the highway, I was shaking uncontrollably. On the verge of a breakdown, I bowed my head and begged God and the universe for help. I prayed for a story, something greater than myself, a project I could get lost in. Believe it or not, that very same evening, at a dinner party in Bozeman, Montana, of all places, I heard the snippets of an extraordinary, untold tale of World War II with a 17-year-old Italian boy as its hero. My first reaction was that the story of Pino Lella's life in the last 23 months of the war could not possibly be true. We would have heard it before. But then I learned that Pino, pronounced Pino, was still alive some 6 decades later, and back in Italy after nearly 30 years in Beverly Hills and Mammoth Lakes, California. I called him. Mr. Lella was very reluctant to talk to me at first. He said he was no hero, more a coward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?